As the Howard County school system approaches the final days of the current school year, there have been some concerns that some of the teachers have been engaging in what is called a work-to-rule job action. Well, joining us to discuss what's been going on in some of the Howard County classrooms is Howard County School Superintendent Renee Foose. Superintendent Foose, what are you seeing?
I'm seeing that teachers are being bullied by the union leadership to engage in a work-to-rule action, which means in our last week of school when our students are having final exams and they're getting ready to get their college applications ready for fall submissions, we have teachers refusing to do that as a result of the union leadership pressuring them to do so.
Have you confronted the teachers or at least the Howard County Education Association?
Well, we're trying to negotiate with the teacher union leadership. We have the most impressive pay package available to teachers this year, but the union feels it's not enough. Specifically, our teachers are going to receive a minimum of a 3% raise, but many of our teachers, 54%, will receive a raise between 6% to 9% this year. Our union leadership feels that that's not enough, and it's unfortunate because it's the highest compensation package throughout the state.
So you believe what's going on in the classrooms is directly tied to the contract negotiations?
It is directly tied to the contract negotiations. And what we have is we have teachers not receiving the full story from the union leadership. There's a cloak thrown over the negotiation process by union leadership, and they're not delivering the right message to teachers, which is, in fact, what the Board of Education is, in fact, offering our teachers.
Well, the Howard County Teachers Association released its annual job satisfaction survey a few months ago, and it reflected a rather sharp decline in the confidence teachers have in their leadership. It was only 28% expressing confidence compared to 60% last year. Why do you feel that is?
If you look at the denominator there, there were a fewer number of teachers that responded to that, and the majority of folks that did respond to that were, in fact, education support services. They weren't exactly classroom teachers. So that's number one. Secondly, I don't know if you're familiar with the Gallup organization.
Yes.
Well, we work with Gallup, and we did also a counter survey to that where we had 86% of our entire workforce surveyed by Gallup, and our results are showing much different. So statistically, the numbers that climate survey has shown is, I think, questionable.
So the survey was done, I believe, among 2,700 respondents as opposed to 3,000 the year before. And many of them, according to what I saw, feel that the board has failed to engage educators and families in what they called meaningful discussion about education reform, teaching, and the learning environment. How do you respond to that directly as you deal with the teachers and the union?
We work collaboratively with our teachers, and the reform efforts that are in place, we're much farther along with the implementation of the Common Core than most districts around us because we're engaging our teachers to do that. Our teachers participate in the actual curriculum writing of the Common Core versus purchasing things from vendors that tout themselves as being Common Core ready. The other piece of that is our Board of Education does stand with teachers. We work very closely with them with the new teacher evaluation model where teachers are in 100% control of the evaluation model that will be used to evaluate their day-to-day classroom teaching. So you know, the message here is that the Board of Education does stand behind teachers. We work collaboratively with teachers. The union wants to shield them from transparency. They want to engage in a controversial atmosphere instead of a collaborative atmosphere. They spend a lot of their time campaigning rather than negotiating. And that's unfortunate because it's hurting teachers.
So what would you like to say to parents and students who may be affected by what's going on in the classroom in these final few days?
That please don't blame your teachers for this. This is a result of union leadership and that we are committed to making sure that we meet the needs of our students, that we will make sure that they have the best possible help that they need to get through their final exams and that they will have what they need to apply to college in the fall.
Howard County School Superintendent Renee Foose. Superintendent Foose, thanks for joining us today on Maryland's News Now.
Thank you.